Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Okay, vi är igång.
Yeah, we back. If y'all hear something in the background, we got some people working on some stuff here. But, you know.
It is what it is.
We never stop.
Exakt. Vi är tillbaka avsnitt 4 av Love is Blind.
Yeah.
Det är, man, they're putting us through the ringer alltså.
Yeah, man.
The workload, crazy, no? I alla fall om man är investigative journalist som du och jag.
But is this overhanded?
And
this is our series called En Grej Till, one more thing that we deep dive into. And right now it's Love is Blind, episode 4.
Det stämmer. Och i det här avsnittet så, ja, det börjar med lite Sarah Ann och Jeremy, deras relation.
His name is, are his parents gay? Is that what it is? Jeremy.
Jeremy. Och jag kommer aldrig ihåg hennes namn. Vad heter hon?
Lauren.
Laura och yeah. Jeremy också. De har en fin konversation. Vi har...
She slays.
Ja. Hon sa också när hon var i...
No, it was the other girl said slay. My bad.
Hon gjorde också uttrycket skirt.
Yes, you noticed that?
Ja, jag sa det.
I wanted to say that about this whole thing that I learned. That I'm just... This is a different generation that we're watching than mine. And they talk like they're in social media comment sections, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It feels like they're talking like they're like they grew up with Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and all that shit.
Det var också kul med Clay och AD. Han friar till henne. Han säger, "Will you take my lovely hand in marriage?"
This dude loves himself.
Ah, det är bara,
what a way to propose.
Vad är han säger? Wait, for the correct uttrycket är take my
Will you take hand my in hand love? In marriage?
Hand in marriage.
Yeah.
Men det känns bara som att han, will you take my lovely hand? Jag vet inte, han var bara nervös och messed up. Jag tyckte bara det var kul.
He's like, something good about me.
My lovely hand. Sen så, det här avsnittet handlar ju dock mycket om...
The love triangle.
The love triangle. Vi får också se Assault Mike och hans tjej. Se varandra för första gången. Och det är också ett jättefint möte. De verkar båda vara nöjda med varandra.
Yeah.
Hon verkar gilla att han är en big guy.
And I think his voice matches his face. So it wasn't much of a surprise.
Inte much of a surprise som vi pratade om i förra avsnittet. Och han hade satt upp sitt hår. Han hade dressed better for once.
He looked like a high schooler.
Ja. Och hon såg bra ut. Han blev glad för det han fick se av henne. Så lyckat liksom första...
What do you think about the turn, the spin around they do?
So you want to get a good look?
And then Dave, we didn't mention this, but Dave said in the pods, basically they're waiting until marriage.
Just det.
To have sex.
Well, that, she didn't say. That vet vi är a super red flag för dig, John.
The reddest of red flags. I'm not getting married to you, and I don't know if you throw it back or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, Stuff like
do
that.
Do
you throw it back or not? Would you take this lovely... would you throw back on this lovely penis?
Oh.
I just feel like I need to know that the chemistry is good in conversation, in arguments, and all types of things, relationship, in all types of relationship areas of a relationship. Sex is one of them. I need to know, if we don't have good chemistry in the bedroom...
Nej. Ja, men jag håller med, det är en viktig grej. Det som jag, när jag sa The Reddest of Flag, eller när vi pratade om det, det var ju referens till den svenska versionen. Där det handlade om att hon ville vänta one night. Och det är ju två totalt skilda saker. One night är no problem. Till och med två, alltså, även om hon inte vill ligga under hela tiden på semestern. Alltså, that's one thing. Mm. Men att vänta hela vägen till the marriage, det är ju någonting annat.
Och jag menar, and I don't think she's a virgin.
Nej, ingen av er är väl fucking oskulder här. Like what are we doing? What are we doing?
You gonna wait now? You gonna wait to marriage? With me?
Ja, nej. No. Men, det känns bara just... Alltså, red flag. Jag vet inte om jag skulle kalla det för det. Men det är bara...
Dealbreaker. That's what I'm calling it. Okay. You say that to me in the pods. We're not going further. It's gonna be like Matthew. Door closes.
Även om allt annat stämmer.
If everything is...
Om du bara sa det här. Jag har träffat... Alltså... literally the most perfect person for me. Men hon vill vända till marriage. You're gonna get it, men du kommer få det after marriage.
It might be trash.
Oh.
I ain't trying to teach you, man.
Okay. Yeah,
just... What a little aura.
Good
seems
to know.
Like you're ready. Don't you say no tonight? What you doing?
Yeah.
No. I'm not doing it. I'm not gonna be laying next to you. I'll be feel like a jerk too. I'm over here horny.
Masturbating in bed next to her?
Never. I would never do that. That's cold blooded. That's a deal breaker for somebody else. The
I
other
thought
way.
You said you tried that once, didn't you?
But not to get her. Oh, I see what you're saying. So she sleep, and then I thought you meant trying to like masturbate to get her into it.
Oh, nay.
Oh, you meant like? Oh, I did. Yeah, I got hurt myself. I got an injury from that shit.
Trying to be all quiet.
All quiet, no lube. Don't want to get up because you get up. You know, you get out of bed with your wife there. She gonna wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm. I don't know if that's with you. Every time I get up, I'm like, what's going on?
Mm.
So I'm just wake up every time. I can't go get the lotion.
Oh, that way. Hey.
You ended up with an injury. I had a dry rub and injury.
Yeah, don't do that shit. You guys.
Unless you're uncircumcised, then go for it.
The...
Går till derailed.
Precis. We go to the love triangle.
We're going to like electrocute ourselves. Because that's how, like, powerful it feels.
Mm, de pratar om liksom, the tension, stämningen mellan dem.
I feel like we are prude as hell as Americans.
Mm.
As a nation.
I really can just only imagine.
Very soon.
What do you think you're going to feel?
I think the love piece goes without saying. I don't foresee it ever being a question about love, but there's a lot of sexual tension, so...
See how she's.
I'm excited.
Why do you get so shocked by the word sex? And like,
Jimmy,
we're prude, man.
Jimmy. I have to tell you how I feel.
Yeah, you do. You do. You do. And I want you to every day of your life.
But as long as you tell me you love me, when I commit to someone, I commit to someone for the long haul.
There you go, Jimmy.
There's a gigantic box with a bow on it in here.
Can I open it?
You can open it whenever you want to. It's a very sentimental item, which you're a lover boy, so you might appreciate, but even if you don't, like, just act like you did.
I'm opening it.
I wrote that a couple years ago.
This was heavy, man.
To my future husband, and I said I was going to give it to whoever I could see myself marrying.
To my future husband, I think about you often and wonder if you spend as much time as I do daydreaming about our future. I wonder if the road that led you to me was as long as the one that led me to you. Although it feels like I walked through hell wearing gasoline-covered underwear to get to you. There we go. There's the joke.
That's me.
Yeah, that's you. I wholeheartedly know every moment, trial, heartbreak.
Sound like you're out on her already, right?
Will be worth the abundant life we will live together.
Fuck. Yeah.
I pray for you daily and ask God to bless you with peace, happiness, prosperity, and fulfillment. My hope is that he has been preparing us for each other and helping us.
But pause. Nu när vi kollar på det här. Mm-hmm. Det här blir lite foreshadowing. Vi ska inte snacka om det här nu egentligen. Men, kolla på this guy, Jimmy. Han sitter där, ganska korta shorts. Pretty revealing outfit, you could say.
Mm-hmm.
Och kom ihåg sen vad en konversation som kommer att dyka upp om något avsnitt eller två på stranden. När hans... tjejen som till slut han ended up med pratar om the size of his penis. Add these two things together. See if it makes sense.
You stupid.
Hey, listen up.
Did it bother you too? That should bother me, man. Get out of here, man. Man, I carry no big dick.
My hope is that he has been preparing us for each other and helping us both learn ourselves individually so we can love each other.
She's too much for him.
Take you some time to disarm me and see through the prideful front I put on. I fully commit to giving you the most soft, feminine, vulnerable version of myself. Why? I promise to raise our children with the same unwavering love and devotion that I've given Autumn. Thank you in advance for loving her just as much, if not more, as you do me. She has the key to my heart, so you'll have to ask her for it. I can't wait to give every part of myself to you. Cheers to forever.
But it's some heavy shit. Like,
this dude ain't ready for that.
You can't mess around nu efter det. Du har hört det här. Hon har gett det där brevet som hon har sparat länge.
2 years.
För att ge till den som hon consider her future husband.
That's
I have done a decent job at expressing my feelings about you and what I can commit to you, and it's all of those things.
You've done a great job.
Thanks.
You can't stop looking at his shorts.
No, you've done a great job, and I feel really strongly about you too. And I
packing.
I want to break up with you.
Yo.
You can see the expression change in her, like
I don't want to get so emotional right now.
You feel emotional? Yeah. I thought you hung up on me for a second.
I would never hang up on you.
Well,
I was.
How do you feel?
I'm happy and lucky that I'm the man that gets to read this.
But
I don't know if I can tell you exactly what you want to hear at this point.
Pause it real quick. I want to say something, man. I want to say that there's a stark difference in the two journeys with these two women.
Mm-hmm.
One is like I said, just add John, it's a family startup kid. In his case, just add Jimmy, 10-year-old, which could be, I like how you said that, like, she's on the way out.
Yeah.
10-year-old is already setting her ways and all this stuff, and as she put it, is ready for that person. She's got a good relationship with the father. Seems like it's the best case scenario for a stepdad situation. However, it's an anchor of a situation. Mm. You are in, and you're a part of a child's life, you're a part of this woman's life, and you're going to be there. This kid's got to go to school and all this stuff. On the other hand, you got this person who is like the complete opposite, and she's a stewardess, a flight attendant. She travels the world and is inviting you along with her to travel the world and see these different things. It's the complete opposite journey. And to measure those two against each other and get these heavy words on one of them as well, where it feels like something you might not be capable of delivering on, I can see why he's like, damn, this is too much for me.
Yeah,
it's opposite journeys.
Det är tufft. It's a hard choice. Och ännu mer när man inte ser personerna man pratar med.
And one of them looks like Megan Fox.
Based on the fact hur glad han blev när hon sa Megan Fox.
Yeah.
Och den här tjejen, hon doesn't look
exactly. And you're a flight attendant. And flight attendants are, that's a field that you can't, back in the day, growing up, you associate that with good looking women.
Mm-hmm.
Before guys started doing it.
Men, tough choice. Men, at the end of the day så måste han välja, och det känns som att det är det hon blir lite, börjar bli irriterad på nu, att så här, nu har jag fucking sagt. Jag sa förra gången vi träffades att du var min number one draft pick. Nu ger jag dig det här fucking brevet. Like, what else do you need? Make up your goddamn mind. Like,
A lot of these dudes don't want to be
really
looking superficial.
And
Lucas.
I got a lot to think about. I'm trying to get to a point where I know for sure.
And I do want you to know for sure.
Take my time.
Feel how you feel.
And day by day, one day at a time, right?
That unapologetically, even if you don't feel the same way.
She's so mature, man.
I cannot believe my mouth is uttering those words. But regardless, I can leave feeling like I did and said everything.
This cap right there.
I want my wife to lay it all in line for me and not have any regret. I really like you. And I really love everything about you.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad you do. I want you to.
I know if I want to pursue a long-term relationship with you, like those are something I need to think about, and that's because you have Autumn.
You should. You do not do that.
Happy and thankful. And
varför jag reagerar på samma. Det är bara, you can't just bring up the kid like that. Somebody said,
you gotta say, if you say it like that, don't say the name.
Oh.
You gotta say your child or something like that. You can't just say Autumn. That makes it even more personal.
Men
like,
det finns också bara sätt att se det på ett annat sätt på om våra liv kommer passa. Men att säga så att Autumn, det är basically som att han säger Autumn is kind of in the way.
Yeah, she in the way. If you ain't have Autumn, maybe we could work.
I don't feel like the luckiest man in the world.
Step your non-mom game up.
Share that with me, because I actually do. Thank you.
See?
He don't even know.
You're welcome.
No, I'm pissed.
You know they're fucked up.
You're welcome, bud. Like, I don't know what.
Don't bud me.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't like this.
There we go.
Like, at all.
He wants to be let off
the
hook.
You're torn between me and somebody else. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what you're feeling. I don't know if you're just like beating around the bush about it because you don't feel the same way. Which, if you haven't noticed by now, like, I'm a big girl. If that's how you feel, just say that.
I'd prefer our dates to be our dates and not talk about where my head's at picking between two people. I'm not going to jump the gun and tell any woman I love them.
I'm not asking you to show me that you love me.
That was wild.
I know, but when I love someone, I freaking love someone. Like,
that
I
också like, that you're also by a cop out. Also,
yeah.
När de håller på med det här så här, I'm only gonna marry once, so jag säger love, so I really mean it. Guess what? Alltså, de allra flesta människor tycker att the love word är pretty a big deal.
Yeah.
Och de flesta slänger inte runt det.
Nobody
så att hålla på och säga så här, men jag säger det bara när jag verkligen menar det.
Buying time.
Det är bara buying time. That's bullshit.
Fuck out of here, bro.
About the ways I love and every bit of all that. I refuse to drop the word love unless I am 100% sure. And I know that you're not asking for that, but I'm not doing that with someone else. I'm not doing that with you. I know what you wanted here, and I want to say that, but it's unfair for me to even say anything to you about how I feel if I'm not 100% sure that I'm going to be on a knee for you.
What? That makes no sense.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Låt henne bestämma det då, liksom. What's my favorite?
That's absolute literal blasphemy, and I don't agree with that.
It's because not literally blasphemy.
I told you how I felt, knowing good and well, and I'm still okay with the fact that you might not feel the same way.
Yep.
I cannot give you anything else at this point.
I have very strong feelings for you, and I want you to know that. You've literally poured your heart.
Jag tycker han beter sig som en big baby.
He's acting like a spoiled brat.
Okay.
He's like a baseball dad, man. He's crying about a call. This is bullshit, man.
Jag gillar att hon är ganska hård här.
But he's not used to that, man. He's not used to a strong African queen like this, man.
African queen.
He's not used to that strength like that, man. He's used to being handled with kid gloves. She's not letting him off the hook, and that's all he wants is to be let off the hook.
Mm.
He thought remembering her daughter's name was going to win some points, but he fucked up.
There's a big old gift in here too.
Nice talking to Megan.
You do not have a gift.
Megan and Coyote.
I did not give a gift to anybody. So I want you to know that.
Are you okay?
None of my best game right now, but
what?
It makes me happy that I'm in here with you. So we talk about something light?
No.
No?
Yeah,
I just want to know what's going on.
He don't even know, bro.
I don't like to talk like other dates.
Well, clearly, that's the situation we're in.
Yeah, like, you didn't understand this shit ratcheted up, bro.
I know who you've been seeing. I wanted to see the Jess thing through. And our conversation today was absolutely terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I felt really good about you. I felt really good about her. And, you know, I'm here to find a wife. I'm here to find my best friend forever.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to try to maximize my time with everybody, and boy, do I feel terrible.
Yeah.
I'm doing that.
You want to make sure you're making the right decision, obviously. And, you know, that's in the situation I'm in right now, too.
Mm-hmm. It's been a really long process. Feels like
yeah, skip ahead through this shit, man.
He's
just dragging this shit mess. On.
Man,
and little does he know, she really, really wants somebody to just choose her.
Okay.
And it's not the one to be, neither one of them are the ones to do what he's doing with. Oh, she all on the ground and shit, about to throw up.
Oh,
he said, I love you. Yeah,
I saw the time loved her.
Please say something.
I'm about to throw up. I did not expect that.
Ja, så att hon får ju det, liksom att han säger att han är basically kär i henne.
I was so annoyed with her. It's like, it's so obvious that she just wants somebody to, somebody to, not even to love her. It's not the love she wants.
Mm.
She wants somebody to say they love her. No. You ain't gotta feel that shit.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Så i tillbaka i the women's quarters då, så kommer ju Megan Coyote.
Messy ass Laura.
Ja, Megan Coyote kommer tillbaka.
It's hard, but
och pratar om och berättar att Jimmy told me he loved me. Och hon säger, fan det här, I didn't catch this. Hon säger ju, Jimmy told me he loved me, but I don't want to say anything.
So can you say something? It's almost like, who did she say it? She said it to Laura.
Conversations that you had today? I told him yesterday my feelings for him. And our date was literally perfect.
It's bothered me so much.
He didn't really give a response to it, and I was okay with that. Because typically it takes him a minute when you tell him something.
Mm-hmm. Immediately, Laura. She's walking over now.
Messy.
You gotta go
tonight.
It's time to go.
Who
bitch,
told you?
I'm sorry.
You do not
bitch.
Tell
I wish
me when
I had
to go.
The fucking soundboard.
This bitch.
That started me so fucking mad.
Man, you don't tell me when to go.
Alltså, och det lät så här, så här, it's time to go. It's time, like
she's
rushing
bouncer.
Me out of here.
Yeah. Oh, is that your decision?
Ja, nej. Laura kommer in här och försöker, I guess hon ska försöka det här, en sån här girl code. Jag vet att du, han inte har valt dig. Jag försöker hjälpa dig att liksom lämna the show on your own terms. Men
you know why I don't buy it? Keep playing it. Keep playing. You know why I don't like that? If she says it's girl code, it's because she doesn't say everything.
Right. He chose her.
Just
trust me. Why? Just trust me. Tell
Hell trust no. me.
I
on
barely
this.
Know you.
Put this. I might have to put the subtitles on this. Whisper.
He's not your man. He's not your man.
Can you please tell me why?
He's not your man.
He's not sure. Nej,
men det är psycho behavior av yeah. Laura. Det här är, om hon ska positionera som girl code, it's not. För det är så här, du kommer över och du rush her away, försöker att rush her away med att säga it's time to go.
Yeah.
Som att du är en bouncer som du sa, John. Och sen bara, he's not your man, trust me on this. Jag kommer inte säga någonting mer, but trust me. So I fucking barely know you. Ska jag basera hela mitt, så här, min potentiella framtid på en hunch kanske som du har. Så säg vad du hörde i så fall.
Jag har yeah, like, let me make the decision.
Säg A men inte B. Om du säger den här grejen, då får du säga allt. Eller shut the fuck up om allting. You know what I'm saying? Det är exactly. sjukt att säga det på det här sättet. Jag tycker det var riktigt...
Yeah, it was messy as shit.
Messy as shit. Och nu vet vi inte heller om Megan Coyote. Hon sa ju, jag vill inte säga någonting. Så Laura tar det upon herself att hon säger det. Så hon sviker henne också. Alltså det är bara...
Just to start some shit, man.
Hated,
I thought she didn't have a connection, so maybe she just being messy just to do it. But then I was like, oh yeah, she does have a connection.
Hon
so
blir väldigt ledsen, mamman.
Oh yeah, she walked up.
V4, you see också...
Clay
och
oh, look
AD.
At that silhouette. AD was looking banging up in there. I knew he was going to be happy. I was glad for him, because he was so concerned about it. I was like, okay, well, he's going to get... It's highly unlikely that he wouldn't be attracted to her.
Oh.
So I was like, all right, good for him. Maybe this will get him acting right. I don't know.
Faktiskt. Men precis. The reveal. Båda, to be fair, båda blev nöjda. För han är ju a väldigt handsome guy as well.
Yeah, he is.
Så båda kände som att de blev otroligt nöjda med varandras looks.
Happy we made it.
Yeah.
Men han gav mig ex här. Jag ska visa vad
jag gorgeous. My baby.
Det är baby talk här, and I don't fuck with it. Alltså baby snack.
I love it. I love it.
It's your hand.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's a nice hand.
It's okay. You I like can't it? Believe this. I just want to cuddle and lay with you. You know?
Uh-huh. You should have seen your face.
It's been a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know they could go like hang out so much.
Just be in your presence. You know, I'm a baby.
You are a baby.
Yeah.
I can feel you sinking.
I'm a baby. She's happy. She's like, I want to raise you.
I'm a baby. I'm about. I shouldn't have made some Megan Coyote, but I feel like I'm going to throw up. I'm a baby.
We might need to add that to the soundboard.
I'm a baby.
I feel like I want to throw
fuck
up.
Out here, also. I'm a baby. Jag fick verkligen en stark ick där. Av det där. En grej som jag uppskattar med the show är... Den här fucking spelaren är rätt svår att hantera.
Sure, it's there. Blame the machine.
I don't know what type of tone I'm going to get with either of these women.
I'm just lost in life.
Yeah.
Det som jag gillade, som jag skulle säga att jag gillade, var att de har en bra camaraderie, the guys.
Yeah.
De är mogna. Det är så här, yeah. Vi tävlar om samma tjej här. Det finns stor chans att jag skulle kunna känna så här, fuck this guy.
Mm.
Alltså även for no reason, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Men de är väldigt så här even-keeled med... Alltså jag vet inte, de känns bara... De sköter situationen väldigt moget och sansat.
Agreed.
I like that.
I don't know if I'm gonna get...
Yeah.
They walk out on me because I haven't made a decision yet.
Didn't even think about that for you, but that is an option.
So whatever you guys do, don't call them by the wrong names.
Oh, somebody do that.
Johnny, don't put that in my head.
Damn, he must have done that.
Jimmy. Good luck, buddy.
You got this.
You got this.
Same.
Yeah, man, it's
not fair, you know?
Nu är det alltså this konversationen mellan Jimmy och Jessica. Han har precis sagt, I'm not there.
Who?
It's not fair to you.
Why would you say that?
You know why I'm here.
Gosh.
I'm sorry.
You wanna make me say it?
I feel like Bob let off the hook.
Say that again?
Yeah.
Say that again?
It's hard to, you know.
She came in her baddie outfit.
Have a tough conversation and
literally spare me of the pity party. Please. At the very least, what you owe me is just one single ounce
fucking
of
bravery.
Directness.
Yeah.
Okay. I.
You asked for it.
Okay. I really care about you, and I was very optimistic about you. From the moment I stepped in the pod with you, obviously, there was a connection there, and it was an incredible feeling. And I came here to find my wife and future mother, my kids. I know that you're already an incredible mother. You're going to be an amazing wife.
It's not for me.
For someone else.
Oof.
Ooh!
Bars.
Not for me, dog. It's like throwing a ring.
Mm-hmm.
Christopher.
No, at this point, I love someone else.
I God. Love someone else.
But you didn't love him yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And it is hard to talk about this stuff because no one wants to ever break up with anyone.
What? Everyone who's broken up with somebody wants to do it. What are you talking about?
It's really hard for me to feel sorry for you.
Right.
You ruined
this bullshit.
Opportunity for Prissy. Me. You ruined
Hannah
she was so mature.
Exactly.
She was so mature up there.
Att ta hand, ta det här. Man får dela upp det i två. Jag älskar hennes directness. Jag älskar när hon ska lyssna Spare Me the Pity Party. Mm. Var direct, säg vad du vill. Men nu, she kind of loses it.
Yeah.
För att det jag hatar, och det här är en av mina stora pet peeves. Jag hatar när folk håller på så här som hon ska göra nu.
Mm.
Vi lyssnar lite så kommer jag, I'mma spell it out.
Feel that way. Because you know just like I do, for the right person, I'd never have to wonder if I was too much. But you knew that I was. And
you
let
I was too
me
much?
Pour my heart out to you more than once. I've made excuses for you, and I've told myself, oh, well, Jimmy just needs time, because I am a lot. And now we're out of time, and I'm leaving here alone.
That oh, well, when you put it that way, I think I do want to marry you. What the fuck is the... What are you going?
I've deserved so much more than it's what close. You've given me.
It's not fair for me to even...
Det jag inte gillar med det här är att hon... Det är the lack of accountability.
Yes.
Och det är...
Snubbar
har plenty of lack of accountability också. Men kvinnor har en viss... Det är så här, så få kvinnor kan ta rejection. Yeah. Så få kan bara ta a goddamn rejection.
Okay.
Och vi kommer få se det senare när Trevor blir rejected och hur fucking perfekt han hanterade det.
Mm.
Jag säger inte att det bara beror på att han är man och hon är kvinna. That's not what I'm saying. Men jag säger att hon ger uttryck för en viss typ av kvinna som inte kan ta rejection. Och att så här, immediately gå till att det är han som har... Det är hans fel att hon live here alone eller att inte har träffat någon annan. Bara så här, du får ju ta ansvar själv för att du la alla dina fucking ägg in this basket.
Yep.
Det är inte hans
you
problem. Talk
to other people.
Du kunde ha pratat med någon annan. Du kunde, men, but you, guess what? Du pratade med andra och du fick inte en connection med någon annan. Du bara fick en connection med honom. That's not his fault.
Nope.
Så att jag håller ju med, obviously. This guy är en flip-flopper. Han vet inte vad han vill. Han är inte direct. Vi har ju snackat om det här mycket, vad vi tycker om honom. Men jag hatade hennes hantering
av det. You got some responsibility in this too.
Exakt. Det är inte, that, and this, och för du vet att du har gett in i en sån här tävling där du tävlar om olika liksom.
Yeah.
Begin to try to give you what you want if I'm not 100% sure. I didn't know yesterday.
Then why didn't you tell me that at any point
when?
Before yesterday?
How much time?
It wasn't until our final date. It ended so terribly.
Exactly. And you chose like you always do to do absolutely
then you don't want
nothing.
Him. No. Then that ain't for you.
The
I ain't for you.
The only thing I wanted to do yesterday was I wanted to wait until till this morning to make my decision. I genuinely
you
did.
Didn't let me do
men hon ger uttryck för en toxic femininity här som är kopplad till hennes utseende tror jag och ego. Vi pratade om Clays ego som också grundar sig mycket att han tycker att han är en high value, snygg man. Och hon har en kvinnlig version av det egot. Hon kan inte ta faktumet och kom ihåg nu att hon vet hur Megan Coyote ser ut.
Yep.
Hon kan inte ta faktum att you leaving me for that
for
bitch.
That, yep. And she not, it's not clicking for her that he hasn't seen her.
Nej.
And if he did see her, it probably would be different. Especially the fact that he's thinking...
Just wait till han får se henne på in the Dominican Republic sen. Det kommer bli kaos. Men
För hon går ju nu direkt till den här grejen som hon kommer säga sen också. Att så här, när du ser mig, you're gonna choke. Liksom, för att jag är så fucking snygg. Typ.
Det är Megan Fox.
I got Megan Fox at home.
Don't you dare insult my intelligence by telling me you didn't have your mind made up.
I said
you
I wanted to make...
else, don't cut me off. You told someone else that you loved them yesterday. I would have hoped that you had made your mind up. If that's how you felt.
But I told someone else because I got the clarity I needed after...
How? That sounds like bullshit also.
Nah.
But this sounds like bullshit.
He told her after he talked to her and he had such a rough time. He's like, this ain't working, man. You know what? I am tighter with this woman. Let me let her
men
know.
Men det som hon menar här, som det är det jag tycker ändå, det är lite bullshit. För det är hur han säger det här med love, typ att han... Han säger I love you efter att våran konversation gick som den gick, liksom. Det är inte som, det är inte så det var. För det är inte som att du plötsligt inser att du love Megan Coyote bara för att konversationen med Jessica gick keff. Utan det som han egentligen menar är ju att han var in love redan med Megan Coyote antagligen. Eller kanske liksom
close
to it. Men att det som samtalet med Jessica fick honom att inse att det här relationen inte kommer att funka.
Right, and it's my only thing out of here. I'm leaving him with something.
Ja, och känslorna måste, för Megan måste ju ha varit där kanske redan.
And it's probably there with Jessica too.
Ja, precis. Det står, men det bara,
but there was stuff that could happen that could push it either way.
Absolut.
And that's what happened. He had the conversation. It made him uncomfortable.
Mm.
He doesn't seem like he gets challenged a lot.
Mm.
And he's just like, you know what? Fuck that, man. Mm. This other girl look like Megan Fox too. Shit.
Men jag tror att det är just the L word som spökar lite. Yeah. Som gör att de...
Yeah.
I'm absolutely devastated. Okay. I'm more than heartbroken. Mm. But you know what? There is going to be something better for me, and it is not you.
I just told you it's unfair to say
that. I told you
that. I'm putting this on my terms.
I had my mind made up yesterday because I didn't.
Okay.
Men du sa att you love her today.
I'm really worked up about something, and I'm emotionally not on the top of my game. I need someone that can help me with that.
That is also
trash.
You're right.
Something I lacked.
Yep, you're totally right. If you need someone to hold your hand and guide you and coddle you, she will never be me. And she'll never be a woman like me.
That's true.
Yeah, we need some foreshadowing here.
When you see and realize what you missed out on, you're going to choke.
This is her ego talking.
She ain't wrong.
You're going to choke. You are going to need your EpiPen to open up your airways because you are going to be in disbelief of what you missed out on.
But I don't really fuck with this. It's her ego talking. Och som du sa, she ain't wrong. Alltså han kommer säkert tycka att, damn, fuck, I had that. Men det är också bara så här, vem säger så?
You went some conceited shit.
Ja, verkligen. Det är det male ego.
It also could be like, you chose... Like, she might not think Megan is, we are calling her Megan Coyote. she might not think Megan Coyote is that good looking. That's what it comes down to.
Mm.
More so.
Mm.
You chose that and you didn't choose this.
Exakt.
Men
det är inte ett sånt skön grej att säga till någon.
And truly, Jimmy, God bless you.
Oof.
Ja.
Well.
Struck out, men han fick ju Megan Coyote, så det är kul för honom. Det är det som han tänker ju är hans lady. John, du måste dra nu, eller hur?
Yeah, I gotta be out. You wanna finish it off?
I'm gonna finish it off myself. All right. Det är bara några minuter kvar.
That's what Kenneth gonna be doing for the next few years.
Exakt.
The next few weeks.
Guess I'm gonna finish it off myself. ja, John, du ska på föräldramöte. Nej, utvecklingssamtal.
Yeah, I gotta be there.
Mm.
Så hallå.
All right, man. Ja, så det är inte så mycket kvar här. Nu är det bara liksom 6 minuter kvar av det här avsnittet. Och som sagt, jag vill bara underline att jag gillade Jessicas hantering till 90% eller någonting. Jag gillade verkligen att det directness. Jag gillade att hon ställde krav på honom. Att hon inte tolererade hans så här... mera veka sidor eller flip-floppy sidor, men jag tyckte det gick väl snabbt till just det här med att så här, you did this to me, när du vet att du är i den här tävlingen där det är en stor risk att du inte blir vald at the end of the day, och det är inte din partner som styr vem du ska liksom gå och kära ner i, that's on you kind of, Och nu blev det så att hon bara la alla ägg i samma korg. Och det funkade inte. It be like that sometimes. Att direkt då gå till att någon ska choke för att man är så fucking snygg. Det är så här, they don't love that part. Men, vad heter hon då? Megan Coyote kommer tillbaks till kvinnornas rum. Och hon är, vi lyssnar lite på vad hon säger här.
I have always dreamt of someone loving me for me and being pure and just making sure that I am choosing the man that will be everything to me. That will be the ideal husband that I picture him being, which is both of them. And this is the hardest decision I've ever had to make in my life. I just pray that it works out. Oh, God. Oh, shit.
I've never been slammed by a woman like this before. I have strong feelings for Jess.
Slammed by a woman. Det som stör mig också med this guy, vad heter han? Jimmy, att det känns som att han fortfarande inte är helt bestämd liksom. Och, och så kan det väl vara, I guess, att man så här tvingas ta ett beslut och sen så står man ändå där och tvekar så här, fan, var det där rätt eller inte? Men det är bara, jag vet inte, han ger ett sånt störigt intryck tycker jag när han är så där tveksam hela tiden. Sen är det ju Trevor Corner då. Han ska alltså gå in till och ha sin sista konversation med Megan Coyote.
I told Chelsea I love her. And I didn't think I'd be so sure. I'm in love.
I love Chelsea and I owe it to her to be happy on this day. And it's the day I want to ask Chelsea to marry me.
The only two in competition are Jimmy and I. It's almost a compliment, like we are falling for the same person.
Yesterday, Trevor and I were in the bathroom together, just him and I. And her song that she wants to play on the wedding day came on. And we both noticed it.
I think I'd be a better option for Chelsea, but I think Jimmy, I can see why she likes him.
It's all love between Trevor and I.
Väldigt wholesome här mellan Trevor och Jimmy. Appreciate it. Jag vet inte om jag hade kunnat... Jag tror att jag hade varit alldeles för petty för att vara sådär liksom civil och trevlig med snubben som jag tävlar om en kvinna med, speciellt när det är så här far along och man typ så här säger sig älska den här kvinnan. I don't know, alltså.
Back form. I don't want to see anybody get hurt and it's gonna happen. So thanks.
I'm gonna propose to her. She's gonna be the perfect person to spend the rest of my life with.
I hope I can get to a place mentally to work up the courage to ask her to marry me, because I will feel like the luckiest man in the world if Chelsea says yes to me.
I'm 100% certain Chelsea is the one.
Jag trodde att det skulle vara i det här avsnittet som... När man har sett alla sex här så allting bara bleeds together, kind of. Jag trodde det skulle vara i det här avsnittet som man fick se vad som hände. Men de bara set it up. Så vet du vad, vi avslutar där. Vi är tillbaka snart med avsnitt 5 och 6 blir det, va? Okej? Okay? Peace.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.